making sure people get their coffee right the way they like it every day is very important because small things in life can put a smile on people's face.
Is there anybody more important in our daily lives than the baristas that make our coffees, set us up well for everything we need to do in a day? I don't think so. I think baristas are essential and we should be chatting more to them and finding out about their lives and, yeah, what it's like to play this essential role in society. Today's guest is Suphrat Tim Tong Kum, also known as Sky. And Sky is a barista at Warkop, a really cool sandwich place. So Sky, welcome to Dirty Linen.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
I'm so happy to have you on the show. Thank you so much. Tell us about yourself and your daily work.
Yes. Hello. My name is Sky. I'm a barista and I work at Warkop Cafe.
Fantastic. And tell us about your background.
I as a veterinary nursing in Thailand before I moved to Melbourne in 2022, just after the pandemic. And why I moved to Melbourne to study project management, I fell in love with Melbourne coffee since I met Erwin from Warkop Cafe, and he has helped me a lot in coffee making skills and knowledge. He willing to train me to get me better in coffee and also English in English language.
That's amazing. So, can we talk about the amazing Thai coffee scene? Because I just really recently was in Thailand and was so blown away by how much care is taken with coffee there.
Yeah, sure. So, typically, the traditional Thai coffee, they are made from instant coffee. Usually, they are made by putting the coffee into a large filter bag, then pour over by boiling hot water. The coffee is then poured through the filter bag multiple times, producing a very, very strong, bitter black coffee, which is why Thai people do not typically drink black coffee. It's just way too bitter for their preference, leading to the heavily added sugar or condensed milk and evaporated milk.
Right. But now there's so much espresso and, yeah, like specialty roasters. Like there's so much specialty coffee in Thailand.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you work in coffee in Thailand at all?
My second job. Yeah, it's not my first job. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you like about being a barista?
Seeing how different types of beans, how they process the beans can make a big difference in the final coffee product. And also meeting new people every day from all of over the world. And the fact that I know simple things like coffee and good customer service can make their start of the day so much better.
Yeah, so true. Well, I mean, what role do you play in people's daily lives, do you think?
I think especially in Melbourne, coffee is a big part of society. Making sure people get their coffee right the way they like it every day is very important because small things in life can put a smile on people's face.
So true. So do you feel that? Can you see the difference you make to people?
Yeah, I can see that.
That's so nice. What are the most common coffee orders?
From my experience, I think a lot of people drink milk-based coffee. So it would like be a latte and a flat white.
Okay. And what about your favorite coffee?
My favorite coffee is espresso.
And how many coffees would you have a day?
Before it's like 8 and 9 shots of espresso, but now just like 2 or 3 shots espresso. It's too much before.
Yeah, you'd be up all night. What do you love most about what you do, Sky?
Knowing I give my best customer service to people is always remind me why I love being a barista. Also, the team that I'm in at World Cup has a really fun but focused environment, and we always look out for each other. It's like found a new family in Melbourne.
Oh, that's so nice. So do you plan to stay in Melbourne?
Yeah, I have planned to stay in Melbourne.
Oh, that's great. So good. Are there any hard things about your job?
Oh, a lot of new starters think it's easy, but when you're faster in the skills needed to steam milk correctly, the workload when I get busy and the food hygiene requirements is suddenly down on them, that is actually more work than they anticipated. And this is before the finicky bits like latte art, knowing your blends and extraction values.
How's your latte art?
Good.
I've tried to do that myself. I'm so bad. I don't know. How do you learn to do latte art?
Actually, I practice a lot. When I get home, I buy the machine and then I prepare everything to make latte art. I'm watching a lot of YouTube how to make latte art like that.
Yeah, wow. I've got to try harder.
I practice every day.
What is a very satisfying shape, or what's your favorite latte art to make? Like, what are you really proud of?
I like to make Rosetta.
A Rosetta?
Yeah, Rosetta.
I've got to come and have one of those with you. So I love the sandwiches at Walkop. Do you want to tell people a little bit about what you do there and tell us your favorite sandwich?
Oh, yeah. My favorite sandwich at Walkop is fried chicken. Yeah, I love basinka sauce. That's not spicy. And fried chicken is really crispy. Oh, my God. I love that.
What's another one that people should try when they come?
Another one people should try, the beef biscuit rendang and pickle. Oh my God, that sandwich is amazing.
Yeah, I love. So for people who don't know Walkop, they do Indonesian dishes in sandwiches. And yeah, it's so creative and so fun. And yeah, I also love the beef rendang. It's really, really good. What about other places? Like, do you enjoy going out elsewhere in Melbourne to eat and drink, Sky?
My favorite place to eat in Melbourne is Voodoo Korean Barbecue. Yeah, I'm a barbecue lover.
Really?
Yeah.
And what about, do you have a favorite place for Thai food? People love talking about, you know, which Thai restaurants are good. Do you have any favorites?
Yeah, my favorite Thai restaurant is Tum Tun.
Oh, okay. Is that on Bourke Street?
It's North Melbourne.
Ah, North Melbourne. Okay.
North Melbourne, yeah.
And what should we eat when we go there?
Papaya salad. In Thai we call som tam.
Som tam, yeah, delicious. So good.
Yeah, yes, really delicious, yeah.
And what about the project management? Are you still studying? Are you going to pursue that, or has coffee stolen your heart?
Yeah, I'm still learning the project management.
Do you think you'll work in project management, or will you stay in coffee?
I'm staying in coffee.
Really? Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's very lucky for us. Is there anything else that you want to talk about, Sky?
I would like to say a big thank you to everyone on the World Cup team for helping and supporting me. I don't know what I would have done without my team.
That's so beautiful. I'm sure that they feel the same about you, Sky. I'm really excited that you're in Melbourne making beautiful coffee and making people's days better. So, thank you so much for sharing with us today. Really wonderful to chat to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me.
This is Dirty Linen, and I'm Danny Vallant. We air the issues that the hospitality industry finds hard to talk about, hearing from different people with unique perspectives. We want to hear from you as well. If you have something that needs to be said about a topic, get in touch so we can include your perspective. Contact us at dirtylinen@deepintheweeds.com.au or hit us up on Insta @dirtylinenpodcast. We can't wait to hear from you. This.